More than 200 residents in Niagara Falls came together recently to support Wayne Gates as the Ontario NDP candidate for the next provincial election. Held at the Stamford Centre Volunteer Firemen's Association Hall, Bird Sisler, a 109-year-old resident of Fort Erie and veteran of the Second World War, and also a longtime Gates supporter, nominated the MPP for the third time. Heather Kelly, an organizer with Fort Erie Healthcare SOS, spoke about the state of healthcare in Niagara and Gates' efforts regarding healthcare, and Owen Bjorgen, an environmental activist from Niagara-on-the-Lake, also spoke in support of Gates. Bjorgen told the local the nomination meeting was held early in the current term because of the belief the Ford government could trigger an election as early as March. The next Ontario election is tentatively scheduled to be held on June 4, 2026. But the NDP party has been holding its nomination meetings across the province recently, expecting it to happen sooner. "They know it's coming," said Bjorgen. "They're getting their ducks in a row to be ready for it." Sisler spoke at the meeting through a pre-recorded video, saying he nominated Gates 2 years ago, and he is happy to do it again. "I'm 2 years older and wiser, and I know Wayne Gates is the right candidate for the Niagara Falls riding." Born in the U.S., Sisler moved to Canada with his family as a youngster. He married on a Saturday in 1939, he said in the video, and at midnight that same day, the announcement was made that war had broken out. He decided he wanted to join the Air Force, but was told they were looking for fighter pilots, and couldn't take him because he had a sight problem. Instead, he became a telecommunications mechanic, and following the war, he settled in Fort Erie, and ended up working for Customs. "He has known Gates for a long time, as a union leader," he said, "and then, as a politician who pushes and pushes until something changes. He doesn't get to a certain point and say enough of that, and Gates' determination, especially when it comes to health care, led him to nominate the MPP to run for another term." Bjorgen, 32, was asked to speak in support of Gates after having worked together on issues over the last decade. Bjorgen is known locally for being passionate about the environment and education. He has worked for the District School Board of Niagara at Woodend Conservation Area's Outdoor Classroom and Education Center, and has recently been taking courses to become a high school teacher. Bjorgen told the local, he is also a columnist and regular contributor. He became a Gates supporter after working with him through their shared concern for both the environment and education. "Over the last 10 years Wayne and I have formed a solid professional relationship," he said, "and their overlapping concerns, especially came to light when Ford tried to tear up the Greenbelt. From that, Gates' team became aware of what I can bring to the table, and not only in terms of the Greenbelt. Since then, they have spoken together at events often, including at regional and municipal council meetings, and Bjorgen has continued to support the local politician with his shared focus not only on education and the environment, but also on societal issues. As impressive as it was to see the number of people who turned out in support of Gates," Bjorgen said, "it was also interesting to see the variety of people, present and past elected officials, young, old and in between, with a wide range of backgrounds." Gates told the local his nomination meeting was a great evening, and a real confidence booster. "Ford has hinted at an early election," he said, "has booked advertising for March, and has asked his ministers not to travel in March. I'm pretty sure there's going to be an election in March, and it's important to know I'm ready to run again." Gates said he can't speak to the politics of why the provincial PC party wants an early election, but he will be prepared if it comes. "I want everyone in my riding to know I want the privilege and honor of doing this again. We've fought for healthcare that our community can rely on, homes you can afford, smaller classrooms, and a better life for the people of Niagara," Gates said in a news release after his nomination meeting. "After 6 years of Ford, life has gotten tough for our communities. It's time for a government that stands for what matters most to Niagara: hiring doctors, keeping our urgent care open, fixing long-term care for seniors and families, and finally building a new hospital."